Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 WJR. The guys are thrilled to be here with you this morning, and we're inside.
I know it.
What a great day yesterday. Yesterday,
boy, I'll tell you. I thought about it many times, six ways from Sunday. Victor's Roofing, they did a great job giving something away, but they also put on a really cool event.
Oh, they did.
Didn't they?
They really did.
Yeah, and Ava, the gal from the station here that coordinated Sales that person. With him, she did a great job.
I agree. Yeah. It was great to make that kind of stuff happen. And it's just so thrilling to be a small part of it.
Yeah.
Just to be a small part of it.
I agree. That's a good way to say it.
Yep.
We're just lucky to be there.
Yep, but we are here for you today. Yesterday we were not able to take phone calls. Today we will take any and all phone calls about any and all housing advice you may need. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Well done, partner.
Hey, it's early.
So what do you got going on today? You're going to be working out in the yard, take your shirt off, put your black socks and tennis shoes on. And
nobody wants to see that. Not even my wife wants to see
it. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, it's funny. They end up leaving the house when we look that way.
I'm going to go see mom today. And you already saw your mom today, didn't you?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm going to go see mom. I think I told your mom had an accident recently. She broke her pelvis bone.
That's scary.
And her garden's in need of help. So I'm going to go out and do some gardening for mom today. So.
You're a good boy.
It's what we do, right?
Yeah. I thought it'd be a lot easier a few years ago instead of having to deal with two gardens just to bring mom into the house. So mom lives with us.
God bless you. I'll deal with two gardens. My sister must take care of that. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions. Let's talk about some emails today. We didn't have a chance to talk to Victor about this yesterday, but he had been a professional we'd want to talk about venting and venting on roofs. And so many mistakes are made when it comes to venting on roofs, not just by the contractor, but by homeowners, by someone that may go in the attic afterwards, like an insulation contractor who may unknowingly cover certain vents up. And these are all reasons why you want to make sure you hire professional people, because we've seen companies that claim to be professional totally cover vents up.
Yeah.
Just plug them up, make them useless.
I mean, it's gotten crazy. And we keep telling people, especially in this situation where you're getting a new roof, so this kind of is on the proactive side if you're getting a roof installed, your roofing contractor should specify the ventilation required for that roof to function on your house. And I don't care if it's Victor or Kearns or Pro Home or Kanga or Performance, they know that, and they're just going to automatically do it. They're not trying to sell you additional product. They're specifying product that will work for the shingle and the roof that you've got. And anybody that does anything different than that, you ought to be afraid of them.
Good point. Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
You're right, yeah. It is so important that, you know, that's why certification is so important. That's why certification from the manufacturer of whatever product that contractor is installing is so important, because a lot of these companies, whether it's insulation, whether it's roofing, whether it's carpet, they want all of their material to be used. And when it is used and all used properly, they can put a great warranty behind it. But when people say they're professionals, make mistakes, it's left to the homeowner. And it's tragic. Yeah. It really is.
It is tragic. I mean, so we get those questions all the time. And again, we always defer to the professional roofing contractor. And if somebody doesn't know, again, you should be afraid of them and you should call one of our people. I don't know how else to say it.
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Tony in Harper Woods. How you doing, Tony? You're on with the guys.
I'm doing great. How about you guys? Great show.
Yes, sir. How can we help?
I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. There's about three or four questions I need to ask you real quick. The joust between the concrete and the house where the driveway meets the house. I remember there used to be a felt thing that you could, felt product that you could put between that, the house and the driveway, because it has moved somewhat and sunk.
Sure.
Is there a product still out there that you put between the house and the driveway?
How thick is that gap right now between the house and the driveway?
I'd say about 2 inches.
That's a lot. That's a
yeah.
Awful wide space. Couple places you can go. What's normally used there is a polyurethane caulk, and you would fill it with a backer rod. We'd have to get a 2-inch backer rod. And they put the polyurethane caulk, but normally that's an inch or less. So that's just an awful mm-hmm. big area to try something like that. Universal Weather Stripping is in Detroit. They're on 96 and Outer Drive. And they sell that material. They sell Universal Weather Stripping is the name of the company.
Okay, and where they're at?
They're on Outer Drive in Detroit. I'm sorry, 96 and Outer Drive.
96 Outer Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. And they sell the product.
Yeah, they sell the product. Go there and talk to Sean or Doug. I'm sorry?
Sean or Doug.
Yes, sir.
You have their phone number or address?
Give me one second. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
That's so crazy that every once in a while. But, you know, to answer your original question, that saturated felt product has been out there for decades, and it's still out there, and people still use it.
That's why,
yeah.
If you're getting a driveway or concrete work done today, insist on the rubber. They've got the exact – that's called an expansion paper, that 4-inch piece of paper, and that's meant for exactly what you said, to let the two places move.
Create an isolation joint.
Yes, thank you. Whenever you're pouring concrete, you want to put that between the new concrete and a structure, or the new concrete and existing concrete, where it can move. And the new rubber stuff, the rubber expansion paper, is not that expensive, and it holds up forever. Because the old stuff he's talking about, that just rots out in no time.
I agree. And it's funny that, too, because on the highways, of course, they put in a liquid-type product like that we end up seeing the continual strips come out.
Right.
I drove over 50 of those yesterday. I'm sure you did, too.
You're right. All right, here's the phone number for you. You ready?
Yep.
313-534-8049.
Okay. Now, here's my other question.
Is that problem? Can you do us a favor and hold on during the break, because we have some bills to pay, and we'll get back to you as soon as we get back, okay?
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
The original guys that came up with an alternative to epoxy that works.
And you and I got to spend some time with them this last winter in Florida at the International Builders Show. And
class
boy,
company.
What a couple of great guys. And we know they're going to be successful. They already are successful. But that company is going to continue to grow. And that company we are talking about is Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us today. And again, it's Ken and Chuck and you, the listener. The show is about you today. 888-654-GUYS. Do we still have Tony on the line?
Yeah, Tony, hopefully we helped you out with that driveway issue. What you got for us next, buddy?
Well, because of that driveway, because of that gap, I didn't realize it, but every time it rained real heavy, it was getting water in the basement. Okay. And the thing of it, too, is that my wife had put some cardboard on I don't know why she did it, on the floor. And she had some boxes stacked on the floor. Well, I was down there the other day, and I realized and looked, and it looks like there's some black mold growing on that cardboard. So I'm concerned. How should I handle that black mold?
Well, just because it's a black mold definitely doesn't mean that it is the black mold. Stachybotrys, chances are probably pretty low for that, especially cardboard. You get cardboard wet in the basement, there's going to be mold, without a doubt. So, I mean, if it was me and that was me, I would roll it up and throw it in a trash bag and grab some a gallon of water with a tablespoon of bleach and wash it down.
Bleach and water?
Just a tablespoon of bleach in a gallon of water will kill more germs than anything you're going to buy on the shelf at any big box store.
Yeah, I'll tell you something I do that's pretty simple in that regard. I do it in the showers or anywhere I find, you know, any hint of mold, is I'll have cleaners with bleach in them. It's not, again, it's like Ken said, it's not a 100% bleach by any stretch, but cleaners with bleach, you can find them in spray bottles everywhere. And I'll just spray the mold and leave it alone for a few hours. You come back, it is dead. It is gone.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
And then you could vacuum it
or
do whatever you want.
Just a regular spray bottle? Just a regular spray bottle?
Yeah.
You go to any
misting,
CVS, Walmart, you name it, just the little spray bottles, you make a gallon of that, what we just told you, one tablespoon of bleach in a gallon of water, put it in the spray bottles, and that's going to kill almost everything you have.
And it'll kill black mold, huh? I'll be done.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you keep saying everybody's black
talking,
mold.
Oh, you should get, you should get a professional to do that. You shouldn't be doing that, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people tell you that. And you don't want to spray with a high-pressure nozzle of any kind. It's more of a mist that you're misting on top of that because you don't want to make it spread. But those spores are in the air 24/7. And even when you kill all that, get rid of it, and have no visual evidence of it, you can be guaranteed there are mold spores floating in the air in your house.
We get an email a couple times a year saying, I put a mold test in my house and I got spores. What do we do?
Yeah.
We'll give you a professional. We have professionals we'll call, but every house, almost every house you test for mold spores is going to come up.
Every building, every house, every sample of air.
Every structure, right?
They're everywhere.
Okay, hopefully that makes you feel better, Tony. You got anything else?
So I shouldn't have to have a professional like everybody says.
We're never going to tell you that. But we gave you some great suggestions on taking care of it. What you choose to do is up to you.
Hey, do I wear a mask?
Don't let cardboard get wet anymore in your basement.
Can't hurt.
Do I wear a mask and protective clothing?
It cannot hurt.
No. Okay, a mask being just a regular medical mask would be fine.
Yeah, yeah. If you're that nerd, like Chuck said, if you spray it first and you mist over top, mold has a... it wants to live. So as soon as you, if you touched it with your fingers, it's going to release spores, okay? So if you spray it with a mist, you're going to trap those real quick and then walk away for a couple hours. When you come back, they'll all be dead. They're not going to spray out from that point. I mean, Chuck said it can't hurt. I wouldn't worry about it. I'd grab some paper.
I personally do not.
Right.
But if you want to wear a mask and it makes you feel better, by all means do it.
Wipe it down though after I spray it, and like an hour or 2 hours after.
Yes.
Is it all right to wipe the floor and wash?
If it's black mold, when you come back, you will no longer see black. You know you did it right, and when you walk back there, and do not see black anymore.
It'll change colors. Yep.
So it'd be all right for me to wipe down and everything else.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's a great question. That's a great answer. And I appreciate your help.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the phone calls. 888-654-GUYS. Let's go to Rob in Brownstown. Good morning, Rob. You're on with the guys.
Morning, guys. I was always told, recently in the last couple of years, you can run your blower continuously especially during the summertime to cool the house down. It's good, but we noticed the electric bill has went up substantially since that, especially this summer. Is that because I have an older furnace, or what's going on there?
So you're not using your air conditioning?
Well, we keep the air conditioning about 76, but if it's really hot, we bump it down to 74.
Wow.
And then we, if it cools down, we bump it back up to 76. So
how old is your house, roughly?
The house is built in 1977.
Okay. Have you added a whole bunch of really good insulation in the sidewalls?
Not on the sidewalls. The attic, we did a bunch of cellulose up there. Professionally, it was done.
Okay. We're going to venture to say that most of your electric bill is based on the air conditioner running. That's electric.
Everyone's bill's higher right now.
Yeah, I mean, 74, 76, you're talking, we've had 90, 95 degrees. That differential in those old sidewalls, I guarantee you, that's the bigger issue for you. Running even an old motor, an old furnace motor continually, might bump your electric bill 12, 15, 16, maybe, gosh, maybe 20 bucks a month. But if you're seeing a big uptick, I mean, 74, bless your heart. I know Ken goes 68, don't you?
I'd be sweating.
I know. Come on, if I told
my wife, honey, it's a 76, leave it there. I mean, no, that just would not work in my house.
You'd be divorced.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah, there'd be issues. You know, we keep ours set around 71, 72. We keep our fan on constantly. And yes, we were floored at our last bill. It was a lot more expensive,
sure.
But it has been hot.
It's been really hot. Yeah,
and we have
And you've got a newer
insulation.
House, yeah.
We have sidewall insulation. We have insulation above. We are air sealed. But the bills are higher. I bet everyone calling today, if we ask them about their electric bills over the last couple months, they are going to be surprised.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you notice it was a lot higher than last year? And I think pretty sure we ran it, the blower last year too. Maybe not as much, but we did last year too. So.
Now, well, is the bill higher or is the usage higher? Did you check that out?
Well, I guess we didn't. Both. I don't. She handles that, but she just like she goes like it's 240 this month. This last 30 days, she goes it was never that high. You know, all the 12 years we've lived here. So.
Boy, I wish I had a 240.
I was just thinking that. I was just thinking. Remember last year we had a whole bunch of cloud and rain, and I mean
yes.
July. Was more like in April.
Right, yeah.
So I would bet your usage is up this year. I'd be shocked if it wasn't. Your sump pump might have added a little bit last year to it, but not like an air conditioner will.
And have we ever had the increases in our costs like we've had over this last year? I don't believe we have.
Yeah, well, so there's an increase in the cost of electricity, too, is that you're saying?
Oh, we've had huge increases of electricity and natural gas.
Yeah.
Kind of looking at that. Yep. Prices.
But Rob, the other question I can tell you again is Chuck's fan is on 100% of the time. Mine's on 100% of the time. We the more air you can move. We just took a call for mold. Okay, now that was kind of unique because he had cardboard in the basement. Kind of inviting it.
And a leak.
But if you keep that fan on, you keep that air moving in your house, you're going to have lesser chances of mold.
Yeah. If we had a newer furnace and a more efficient blower, would that make a difference?
Sure. Yeah. Even if you didn't have a high efficiency furnace today, you can get a motor that effectively operates on DC current. And that is definitely cheaper to run daily, monthly, than anything that runs on AC.
Okay, so you can ask for specifically that from the contractor, DC.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially if you talk to one of ours. I mean, they'll know exactly what you're talking about. That's part of what. But I would also look at Ace & Sons Insulation, a professional company that retrofits insulation to sidewalls. Because if you can bring that house down to 72 and keep it there longer without losing, you know, all that conditioned air, that's going to make a big difference too.
You hear the music, yeah. Rob? We have to go, buddy. Yep. Thank you so much for your call.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
God bless you, Rob.
We'll be taking your phone calls when we get back from break at 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Speaking of giving away,
I have a fill in the blank for you.
Uh-oh.
We have to do a great job because that's my name on the side of the truck. That guy is?
Michael Kearns, Kearns Brothers.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We appreciate you joining us, and we want to remind you that there is an obligation on your part for taking advantage of the show. It's simply for you to tell everybody you know about the InsideOutsideGuys.com. I mean, that's, I don't think we've raised the price in the 15 years we've been doing the show, have we, Ken?
No, sir. No, we have not. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Give that phone number a call, and you will get over 80 years of housing experience at your fingertips to help you, like Eleanor from Troy just did. Good morning, Eleanor. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I'm renting since 2015 a tri-level condo, and the ducts haven't been cleaned in all that time. And when I adjust the temperature with the thermostat, I don't get the feeling that it goes down fast enough. It never gets anywhere near to where I'm telling it to go. Is there a connection between those two?
Now you're talking about it's too warm in your unit?
No, right now it is, yeah. But I'm saying that winter, summer, it doesn't seem to matter. Whenever I adjust the thermostat to where I want it to be, either upper or lower, it doesn't seem to reach the temperature I want within hours. And I'm wondering if it's because the ducts are not clean.
Well, it wouldn't be because the ducts aren't clean. It may be because they're very leaky, which all ducts are leaky. And Steve Dickinson from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaner says it best. Imagine trying to water something with a 100-foot hose that's full of holes. All that water is going to be dispersed before it gets to the end. And that's the same way with duct work. Because historically, duct work was done and they crimped it together. There was no sealer in those crimps, so it leaks. So you said if you're renting this place, I don't know what you could do, but cleaning it wouldn't be. It'd be sealing it with the AeroSeal system from Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning would be what takes care of that.
Well, I don't have a choice of who's going to do the work, I'm afraid.
Sure.
I like dealing with your people, but I guess I'll just present the problem to the landlord and let him take it from there.
Well, here's a question for you. Is that my only choice? Where are you at in this condo? You want a second floor? You want a first floor? What kind of sun do you get?
It's a tri-level.
It's a tri-level.
It's a tri-level. I mostly am on the top. Okay. I mostly operate on the top floor.
So, do you own the furnace and air conditioner, or does the condo association own them?
No, it's just a two unit condo. Just the landlord lives in the other half.
So who owns the mechanical equipment?
Huh? Oh, he does.
Okay. So you can't just change it out or have it fixed or something like that. The landlord has to do
that. Well, I could, but I can't afford it. Yeah, I can't afford that and the rent, too.
Yeah, you know what we suggest? Have CNC, ask the landlord to ask CNC Heating and Air Conditioning to come out and take a look at your unit and take a look in some of the duct works. They do duct cleaning as well. But CNC, have them come out for a clean and check. And then they'll take a look at it and tell you what issues you have and how they can help.
Yeah. All righty. Thanks so much. Okay. You guys are adorable.
God love
you.
Thank you.
And I really respect every company you mention.
Thank you
so much for being there. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eleanor.
What
Good
a
luck.
Sweetie. I feel bad for her because we've got some solutions, but she either doesn't have the money or doesn't have the ability within a condo that she doesn't own to fix it.
And you know what? People who rent, when I rented many years ago, I didn't put money into that. I mean, it's not their
You're not
going
to put new furnace in a place you don't know.
No, you're not.
Or air conditioning. You're
no,
right.
You're All right. Let's stick with the phones. 888-654-4897 and talk to Andy in Northville. Good morning, Andy. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. So we had our master bath refinished within the last year, and we're having an issue with some of the grout crumbling. So originally when the bathroom was done, I asked for 1/8-inch grout, and unfortunately, there's only like 2 feet of grout that's actually 1/8 of an inch wide. The rest of it is 1/4 inch or more or less. It's kind of I didn't exactly hire the right guy. I should have called you guys first. But
you
anyway,
said it.
In two. Say that again?
No, you're good. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So where we walk in to the bathroom, it's a pretty big bathroom. There's like 2 lines of grout that just keep crumbling and coming out, and my contractor comes back and redoes it. And like he redid it maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago, and it's already starting to crumble. So I'm wondering if it's something else other than just the grout, something underneath.
Boy, that's very unusual.
If it's crumbling, it's the grout. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, if it was proper grout and there was an issue behind the grout, it might come out in long chunks or something. But if it's good grout, properly installed, properly cured, that's like a cement product. That's not going to crumble. It's literally going to break up and come out in pieces.
So something's wrong.
Something's wrong with, yeah. Now the wider joint.
Yeah.
Are you using a sand? Do you know if he's using a sanded grout or not?
It is sanded, and it is the Tech brand or TEC brand.
Okay.
That we got from Virginia Tile.
Gotcha. Okay.
So okay. I'm not sure. Maybe he's not using the right ratio of grout to water.
Yeah, a lot of people overuse the water, but the whole crumble thing has got us kind of baffled. Do you think we should refer her to a professional, Ken?
I do. Now, how many times have they been out to repair this?
Well, we had the, initial bathroom done, and then he's been out 2 more times to repair it. So it's broken up three different times.
Opportunity to repair this. Our advice would be this. Send an email at this point. Everything's in writing to him saying that you're giving him one last opportunity to get it repaired. Have him come out and do that repair. And if he cannot repair it, you're going to call a professional in that can. And we're going to give you a number for that professional right now. Okay?
Okay, let me.
And I'd call this gentleman in.
Let me make note of this.
Okay. You're not driving, are you?
Okay. I am, but I'm in a red light.
Okay. You can always go to our emails or our website as well. But we want you to talk to David Wagner from the Grout Doctor.
Okay.
He's a grout doctor, so this is what he does. And the phone number is 248-358-7383. And
perfect.
The name speaks for itself. Okay?
Okay, I will definitely, because it's already starting to come apart, and my guy said he would come out and do something different, but I'm not quite sure what that different would be, because I feel like doing the same thing with same result.
Take pictures. Take videos, document. So give Dave a call. He can help you, okay?
Right. Very good.
Thank you very much.
All have right. a super pleasure.
We appreciate it. Thank you, too. Hey, we'll talk to Greg from Shelby when we get back from the break. In the meantime, Chuck, someone needs an honest, and we know they're honest. We've had them tell our listeners that they don't need their service, and this is what they do.
I mean, who does that today?
Honest. Ethical team partners of the Inside Outside Guys, like Foundation Solutions 360.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open for you during today's show. 888-654-4897.
Everyone that calls us and everyone that sends an email says how much they love the show. They're so grateful. Well, let me, for my partner and I, express our gratitude to all of you out there. We're nothing without you out there. And the fact that we've earned your trust after all these years means everything to Chuck and I, and we will do everything in our power to keep that trust for many, many years to come. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to our buddy Greg in Shelby. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, you guys. Good morning, Mr. Positive. I got to tell you, you guys are so informative, and you keep so many people employed and giving them great stuff and great service and telling the general public. Oh, I love you guys. And I wish I could help that young lady that doesn't have the money. I'm sure somebody someone out there might be able to help her. Let me ask my question, gentlemen. When flushing the toilet, I have to hold down the handle, and instead of just boop, boom, I have to hold it down. What's going on with my little toilet?
Yeah, the flapper isn't being properly raised or staying up as water drains out of the tank. So take that lid off next time you flush, and you know it can even be a false flush. But push the handle down and see what the flapper does. Chances are it's raising partway and then flopping right back down and shutting off water flow to the bowl. And you're going to have to adjust that chain or maybe put a new set of material in the tank.
I'm going to add to that. We had an emailer this week that sent the email said they had replaced the flapper and they're still having the issues. So our advice was drain that tank and then go in there where the flapper hits. Take sandpaper, take a little wire brush. You get some buildup, some rust buildup and calcium buildup, and make sure that's really clean where that flapper goes down on top of, and then take a rag, wipe it off. And that will help.
Thanks, you guys, and have a great week ahead.
Greg, one last thing. If you end up replacing flappers, you can buy 3-packs. Buy the higher quality, which is typically the higher price flappers. They're a softer material, and they will more quickly conform to the shape of that cast opening in the bottom of the tank.
Last longer, better material. Yeah. Good point, Chuck.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay, Greg. You're welcome, buddy. And people don't realize that, Chuck. I mean, there are a lot of houses out there that have, and I'm not joking, 40, 50-year-old toilets still in those houses.
And the toilets are still good.
And the toilets are still good.
Nothing changes with the toilets.
But here's what happens is people have the problem that Greg just talked about, and in their mind, they have to get a new toilet when they don't.
Yeah.
You can call a plumber in, he can replace those guts and make the inside of that toilet brand new again, and it can last for years.
Yeah.
Speaking of toilets... About a year ago, I bought two toilet seats. One's already broken. It drives me crazy. Literally, and we have no big people at
home. I was just thinking
I knew what you were thinking. I know what you're thinking. But, I mean, within a year, this thing breaks. And, you know, who saves the receipts from toilet seats from a year ago? Maybe you do.
Do you have anybody that
no
moves around a lot?
No, it broke really quick after we put it in. It's just continued to open up. And I tell you what... Nowadays, you and I have talked about this. Everything are what we call throwaway prices.
Oh, I know.
I'm not going to go complain.
No.
I'm just going to go grab another one.
Going to grab another one. You might as well grab two.
You know what? Like a sump pump, right? Drives me nuts.
It does. You know, the toilet thing, I had one up north that would keep going through that every few hours. You'd hear the water run for a couple of seconds. It's like, geez. And... I tried everything I knew. It was the valve. Gotcha. And I couldn't get the valve. I mean, 100% silicone, you know, you name it. I did everything. Long story short, I bought new guts for it, and I'm going to replace it next time I go up. Yep. It's like.
Oh, you're going to do it next time you go up, are you?
Yeah, I quit fighting this battle. I just shut the water off before I left and said, when I come up next time, I'll just replace the insides.
There you go. Hey, let's go back to the phones. 888-654-4897. Let's go to the beautiful city of Metamora and talk to Carrie. Good morning, Carrie. You're on with the guys.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, ma'am. How can we help you?
That's good. My question is, we're going to be doing a simple remodel of our kitchen, and that will include new flooring throughout the whole first floor. We built the house in 95, and when the builders put the plywood or particle board down, whatever that is that they normally do, my husband came in and he screwed down, he probably used thousands of screws to screw it down so we wouldn't have squeaky floors. Well, probably about 10 years ago, we started noticing squeaking of the floor. And we're kind of at a loss, since he had screwed all the floors down, what could be causing the noise, more of the creaking and that kind of thing.
Do you have a full basement under there where you can get to the underside of the floor?
We do.
Then, quite frankly, it's either wood moving against wood or wood moving against a fastener. And if you can get to it, just go underneath, literally, and you can use a good, Ken and I talk about PL 400, PL 5 and 600.
Keep going.
Construction adhesives, I know anymore.
PL 7084.
Amazing. You're so right. But we've solved these problems a ton of times in the past for people where maybe you drive a wood shim. You find where that squeak is, right? So someone is above and someone below. You find the squeak. You find what floor framing member it's in. You take a wood shim and try to drive it above the top of the floor framing member under the subfloor.
Okay.
So in that gap.
Okay.
And then you fill that gap with a really good construction adhesive and leave it alone for 48 hours.
That's some great advice.
Okay.
And it works.
Great. When you talk I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, the kind of shims people buy for doors, something like that is what you're saying. Yeah, shims.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're upstairs kind of bouncing with your toes, and your husband's downstairs trying to isolate that sound, and that's where he does what you said.
Okay,
if your husband put that many screws in there, this shouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, we will try that, and I hope that takes care of it, because I'd hate to have the noise once we put in new floors.
Yeah, you should be able to solve those and know that you solved them. So if you don't, give us an email, and there's some other things you could do. You're going to tear up the existing floor?
Yes.
Well, obviously, you'll have access from the top as well.
True.
Yeah. Right. So we're tearing out the hardwood and the carpet, but not the actual whatever that base is, whether it's plywood or particle board.
You wouldn't want to, but that's what he put the original screws through?
Yes, yeah.
So you could do that again as well.
Okay, double up on that. Okay,
yeah.
Well, great. I appreciate your help.
We appreciate your call.
Thank you, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
What do you say? We only got 2 minutes left. Do you want to try to get one more?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we can start it.
All right, Ken. How's it going, bud? How can we help you? Ken from Shelby, you there, bud? Nope. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. We have a whole hour of the Inside Outside guys coming back after.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of people that are going to get 7 different things done and ask us, should I hire 7 different contractors, or should I hire one company that can specify the whole thing, run the whole thing, give me one budget? And we always say one contractor, especially if they're a good one, like a Kopke Remodeling and Design. If you do that, it's easier. It's actually cheaper and less stressful.
That, you know, you're so right. You know, we get this question all the time. Someone, they come into money, they get a loan, and they've got a whole list of things they want to do to their house. They want to get new windows, a new roof, fix a deck, a new driveway. So the question they send us is, and they can find each one of those individuals at the InsideOutsideGuys.com, or should they hire someone like a Bob McComb from McComb Construction, who can come in and do much of the work himself, but some that he can't, like the windows and stuff, he can sub out. So Chuck, our suggestion is get a good subcontractor so you have one person you're dealing with at all times, right?
Absolutely. And that's why we like a company like Kopke Remodeling and Design, you know, because they literally will sit down with you and do the specification one item by one item, price everything out. You'll have a single budget. And here's another thing. The order in which things are done can make a difference in how well they're done and how happy you are at the end of the job. And a good single company like Kopke will know what the best progression of those jobs is.
Oh, that's a great point. It is a great point. And the showroom over at Kopke, a lot of people don't like calling a professional into their home for many reasons, but the main reason is they're afraid. They're afraid they're going to have a hard time getting them out. They're not good at saying no to people. So when you go into a showroom like Kopke Design, you name any of our team partners, there's no pressure at all. You can go in there and tell them your name's Joe.
Or Chuck.
Or Chuck, yeah. Chuck. And take a look at what they have. Ask some questions. Have a list with you to ask the questions so there's no pressure. It's very, very easy and free. Hey, when we get
they
back,
are.
We're going to continue taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS. And we're going to talk to Ken in Shelby as soon as we get back from break. Once again, if you get a chance, if you need a new kitchen, new bathroom, talk to our friends at Kopke Design.
Chuck Breitenstein with his therapist, Ken Calverley. We get off on some weird tangents when we're off air, don't we?
We do. We were just spending the whole last break talking about how wonderful our wives are, didn't we?
Yeah. How blessed we are.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. 888-654-GUYS. Taking your phone calls for the next hour for any and all of your housing needs. Let's talk to Ken in Shelby Township, who's been very patient. How you doing, Ken? You're on with the guys.
Yes. How you guys doing? Appreciate your show and all the good information you put out to everybody. We don't have to worry about YouTube and other stuff and finding out that the stuff is all screwed up and they don't know what they're talking about. So
true story about that, man.
So my question is this. I have a ranch house, aluminum siding. I insulated the attic with blown-in insulation a number of years ago. I'm thinking about changing my siding and putting on new siding on the outside of the house. And a couple of companies that said they have siding that has insulation built into the site, into the siding itself. And my question is it better for me to turn around and just insulate now, get a company to blow in the insulation into the walls, or is it better to get side and new siding with the insulation already attached to it, so to speak, or do I need both?
Option A.
Have a good day. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Ken. See you later. No, Ken, you know, you want to have that actually in the house. It's more packed in there. It's... You know, you put it on we don't mind it on the siding itself, but you have more chance of air infiltration that way than you're going to be putting it actually right into the sidewalls.
So what you're saying is I should get it blown in first into the walls and then just get regular siding. But obviously, they take the old siding off, but then put new siding on the outside and do it that way instead of doing the all-in-one, so to speak.
That's what we would do.
Yeah, you know, and you got to be careful when companies come in to retrofit sidewall insulation. A lot of them say they do it and they have the equipment and the material, but you got to be good at that to Amen. Make sure you don't blow people's drywall off the walls, you don't bow the drywall, you fill every cavity. If you've ever torn apart a house, not all those cavities are wide open and contiguous. You know, there might be a piece of framing in one end, the top or the bottom, and they got to fill both of those gaps. So you need a good company, and that's one of the reasons, and I know this sounds like an advertisement, but you and I love Ace & Sons, Ken, because that's their expertise.
Do you remember years ago we heard of a company that was installing sidewall foam insulation, right? And then within a year after installing that insulation, one of their customers had a fire and was, once the fire happened, proved the fact that there was no, they were actually spraying it in the walls. They thought they were spraying the right stuff in, but they had just started and they were not experts.
It's a two-part mix.
And that was that year he said, I'm done. You know what? I'm not going to get into this. He had other businesses and he did not want to be an insulation expert at that point. That's why companies like Ace and Sons is so important, because that's all they do. And they can give you both options for a spray foam insulation and a dense pack cellulose insulation, those walls as well, which are both great. But we trust Ace and Sons insulation.
Okay, so it sounds like that. I saw that at the Flower Home Builder Show, a company, they came out and they gave me a price. And, well, if you sign today, we'll give you this price. Well, if you sign, I said, no, that's way not even in our budget. You know, we want to get an idea. And then before, well, if you leave now, and, you know, we'll cut it in half. And it was just like, this is crazy.
So I wish we'd talk to you out there. If you talk to Bill Creed at Ace and Sons, that man is so ethical and honest, and whatever he tells you, you can take to the bank. He gets hold of us if he has a question about a customer's house. You know, what should I do here? You know, I mean, he's just you can trust him.
Well, Ken, this Ken, that was the first phone call I made when I bought the house I'm in now, was to Ace and Sons, and they came out. And they scanned the walls with the FLIR camera, and they found an area about 2x2 that everything else had it, but this part didn't. So from the inside, they filled it. And then when they were done, they did a post-inspection. So they can come out and give you a pre-inspection with that camera, and then when they're all done, you can compare the heat loss on those walls. It's quite unique.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to find out. I appreciate it, because like I said, they said, you know, it's a two thing together. You get the aluminum siding, and they'll redo my gutters. I said, I just had the gutters. I had the gutter protection on top. You get the leaves and all the other junk from going into the gutters. And I thought, you know, it just sounded strange that, oh yeah, before I leave the house with the salesperson, it's going to be half the price. And I was many thousands of dollars. I said, okay, this is just kind of crazy. I thought, well, I wanted to talk to you guys and to get the load out. So I appreciate
if
that
we
very
ever,
much.
If we ever hear about our team partners doing that, we want to know about it. Listen, if they can give you half off at the beginning, you know, what material went down so much
while they were talking?
While they
you.
Were talking, that they can cut that price in half? No, right then I would say, you know what? I'm sorry, but you have just fallen off my list. Goodbye.
You've lost my trust.
You've lost my trust. Exactly.
Yep. Well, that was the thing when they got done talking, and I said, nope, you know, we're gonna have to talk. Well, if you do this, we have finance, and it just kept going on and on. And but once we walk out the door, and I thought, well, and this was not this year, but last year, as we were out in Novi at the, you know, show there. And I was sure. Like, okay, I don't know the name of the company right off the top of my head. I have paperwork at the house because I saved it. But, I mean, I could drop you guys an email, let you know who it was. But
sure.
I just wanted to get the information so that I can turn around and make an educated decision, so I can turn around and get the house a little more protected. Because when we did the blow-in insulation, we did the paint in the ceiling up in the attic with the rulers, so we knew how high to go. So when it's dark and you're spraying the stuff in there, you can see how high it goes. So we did all that type stuff. But the walls, I didn't want to touch the walls, but I wanted somebody to give me a direction, and you guys did. And I thank you very much once again. Appreciate it.
We thank you. Please stay in touch with us and help us spread the word about the show, okay?
Oh, I definitely do. Any time I get a chance, go, hey, Inside Out, hi guys, what's that? I go on the radio, look it on the internet. They're out there, and they put on a show, and I listen to them on the radio. They have all sorts of information that you need as a homeowner. So appreciate it.
Thank
once
you.
Again.
We, that means a lot to us.
Ken, thank you very much, sir. We greatly appreciate your call. And we're going to break. Hey,
wow.
Just that fast.
Wow.
We'll talk to David in Rochester Hills when we get back from break, along with taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS. We have a couple of young guys, Chuck, that went to your school of choice. Sharon. Oh, do I have the wrong one? Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong one. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I was just thinking about the fact that, you know, some people have boilers in their house. Some people have air conditioners that need work. Some people have furnaces that need work. Wouldn't it be nice if you had one company that could do it all, Ken?
It is. Yeah, we do. We have a company that can do it all. I have a couple, but this company you're specifically talking about is Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back, everybody. Do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS.
All right. Water tip of the day. Did you know those 5-gallon jugs you bring in from the store can weigh up to 42 pounds a piece? My back can't take that.
That's why I don't lift them anymore.
Save your back and a few bucks with an in-home drinking water system from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Give your family security of clean, safe drinking water inside your home. For contact information, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and you'll find Beauchamp Treatment Water Solutions there.
I like the way you say that.
Yes.
That's cool.
All right. 8654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to David in Rochester Hills. Good morning, David. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Sure can, buddy. What's going on?
Okay, I got a dumb question. I've rebuilt my toilet with a Flowmaster, and for whatever reason, I mean, it'll go down, but the toilet paper won't go down. I got to flush it twice to get it to go down. And I'm wondering, you know, I've adjusted everything, and I'm wondering what you guys might have in mind.
I mean, same toilet you've used for a number of years, we assume.
Oh, yeah. It's like antique.
So when you take the lid off and initiate a flush, does the water run right out completely?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it goes right out.
And that makes no sense.
You know, then nothing's changed on the toilet end. Yeah, I mean, that makes no sense.
20 years, you know, and I just figure it out. All the solids will go down, but none, you know, the paper just kind of flows around and then tornado and you know, it, some comes back up, and I'm wondering what.
If you're getting a complete empty in the same amount of time you've always gotten it on that unit, have you changed paper by any chance or anything like that?
Oh, I just use 1-ply Scotts. It's nothing extremist.
Yeah, when you have the lid open to the back of that toilet and you depress that flush, that plunger, that water should go out very quickly. But from what you're describing, it doesn't go out very quickly because that's normally when that paper holds up if it's not going out with the same volume. You said you've replaced the guts inside of there. Did you clean around the flapper where the flapper goes down? Did you take sandpaper to that? Did you maybe a wire brush?
Yeah, I replaced it with a Flowmaster.
Yeah. So if the water is exiting at the same rate and volume, you didn't reduce the volume, right, with the Flowmaster?
No. I mean, it's going down quick. But just the
paper. I mean the volume, though. Some of those new units will actually reduce the volume as the tank refills, so you don't have the same volume of water going down in a flush.
I got it at max right now.
Okay. Assuming you have the same exact volume that you've always had, and you've got the same rate of flow that you've always had, then it's probably something down line in the drain. But I'm guessing you reduce the volume. I'm guessing that Flowmaster doesn't push the same volume of water through there that the old unit did.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, guys. I'll call you next
week. You're welcome. Please let us know. Yeah.
Thanks, David. We appreciate it.
God bless you.
While we're sitting on the subject of toilets,
I like that.
You like that? I want to put this out there that under any circumstances, should a toilet be caulked where it meets the floor? Caulking. Because you hear people, when it's leaking all the time, they will take caulking and go around.
Oh, you mean to resolve the leak?
To resolve the leak. They'll take caulking and they will go around the bottom of that floor. At that point, you're trapping the water in, and the only place it's going to go is below, and it's going to eventually rot out those floorboards beneath that toilet. So please do not caulk. Use any kind of caulking around the bottom of your toilet. If you're leaking down there, that means you need to get a new seal, a new wax ring in there. Caulking it is a Band-Aid that can make the problem much worse over time.
Yeah, what we've always done is left a little gap at the back end of the toilet so it looked good underneath, because people would demand that you do it, you know.
They would.
Caulk it?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're just completing a bathroom. And I mean, we caulk every joint on a door jamb that's piece to piece, you know, baseboards to wall, you know, where there's any tiny little, just anything where they're going to paint.
Right.
It's not a stain if something isn't going to be stained. And I'm telling you, people would, and I'm talking about very thin, you can't even see them caulk joints, but people would come in and go, he didn't caulk the toilet. So we would just leave a gap. We'd leave about a 1-inch gap at the very back of the base.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
If water ever built up, that's where it would show up.
And if it does leak, if you caulk it, you're not going to know it's leaking. And if you have one of those basements that's out of sight, out of mind, like that toilet is above in a
crawl space,
whatever, you're never going to know that you're one of these days you're going to sit on that and go through it. So there should not be caulking at the bottom of a toilet. It's a big no-no. And if you do see leaking, it's telling you that you need to replace the wax ring. Pull it up, replace the wax ring, and you're not going to have any more leaks.
Shouldn't.
888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Meg in Livonia. Good morning, Meg. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. How can you remedy a problem? It's a ranch, and it's can I mention the name of another company that came out?
Absolutely.
And put, okay, I had Family Heating and Cooling come out, and they put in a gas-fired heater in the garage, and also as part of another project of the job, they added a register to the bedroom, because in the summer it's hot no matter if the air conditioning is on and all the other rooms are okay, and in the winter it's still cold. So the register didn't really help. So I want to know what can be done for this problem.
Question, Meg, how far away is that room you are talking about from the actual furnace?
I think it's a ranch, so it's a 1,900 square foot ranch, and it's probably at the other end of the basement.
Okay.
I think.
And we mentioned this earlier, Chuck.
Oh, the room's in the middle of the house. Yes.
The room is at the end.
Oh, okay. Okay. You use the word middle, so the room's at one end and the furnace is at the other.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense from what you're telling us. We get these emails a lot, especially on two stories where the furnace is on the opposite end of the basement and they can't get that upper story room to cool or heat. And to an email, and we get a lot of these, we send them somewhere and they go, what? Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, and I mentioned it earlier on the show, does duct sealing. It's called duct armor, right? Is that the one? Or AeroSeal. Yeah. This one's AeroSeal. I apologize. AeroSeal for this product. And it seals any leaks in that duct system so you get the true amount of volume delivered to that side of the house that was supposed to be in the first place. And to an email that we sent this remedy, we have not got one back saying it didn't work.
So it's Aero Heating or Amnesty?
No. Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning is who you want to call.
We've got a phone number if you need it.
Okay.
Yes? Do you have a pen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The number is 877-349-8877.
And you want to ask about their AeroSeal product.
Okay. But they put in a register. They added another heat register in that room, thinking that would help it, and it didn't.
Good for them.
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
There's a lot of dynamics that work there. For instance, if they put a supply register in, but they didn't put any additional return air in that room, air is not going to go into a room if it can't also escape that room. it's not going to pressurize the room until the room blows up. So it'll go somewhere else that's easier, which is probably through the leaks in the duct like Ken's talking about. So
okay,
just
do you have to have a return air duct for every heat register that's in there?
Typically you would, yes, because it's a matter of volume and pressure.
At least every room.
Yeah, most every room. Yeah, you're not going to have one in a bathroom, for instance. Right, yeah.
They didn't put in another return air.
That's typical.
And then, like, some of them are up high, and then the heat register is down low.
Well, that makes sense.
In the floor.
Yeah, in our climate, that's common.
So adding another air duct would not help?
It might not necessarily help.
It didn't.
there's a million ways you could do that, and it wouldn't help at all. So let's say there's an 8-inch duct going to that room to supply that room, and they just put a Y in that duct and put a second vent in that room, but it's all coming from the same source. So they're not getting more initial volume or pressure in that piece of duct. So having the other vent doesn't do you any good. So it really depends on how it was done and what the dynamics are in the house.
Meg, if you would have called us before you had that work done, we would have given you the exact same information to give Amnesty a call and get those ducts sealed. That is, every house out there needs this done.
And
every
measure.
House out there, yeah, they'll measure. Thank you. If they have this done, we'll see their house become more comfortable, without a doubt.
Okay, but it's Amnesty Air Duct Company, but it's Aero what?
Aero Seal. AROWSEAL. Aero Seal. If you call them up, they're probably going to send Steve out, and you won't be sorry.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, very welcome. You know, Chuck, people don't realize that we tell people to seal their houses mainly for energy efficiency, but there's also another major benefit if they seal their house properly.
Should be comfort.
Should be comfort. Right. But they're also going to stop all those creepy crawly bugs coming in and out of their house, right? Am I in the wrong room again? Sorry, I'm ahead of myself. The two gentlemen I was talking about earlier today from Michigan State, Comer and Cross, they're a couple of hardworking guys that do concrete coatings. And if you're a big Michigan fan, a big Michigan State fan, or a Central fan like my partner here, they can give you those colors on your basement, in your garage, you name it, if you call Comer and Cross today.
Eight 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 654-4897. Man, we've only got another 20 minutes or so here, so call us with any questions or concerns, or during the week go to insideoutsideguys.com. I can't say that like you do.
.com 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Like you always hear me say, if we mention something, and we get a lot of these emails, if we mention something and you're driving down the road or you're busy doing something, don't be dangerous. Don't feel like you have to write it down. Don't feel like you have
don't
to
lean over the ladder.
Please don't. When you get home or when you stop, go to the insideoutsideguys.com and send us an email, and we will get back to you with an answer always. Now, a couple of other things you can do at the insideoutsideguys.com is if you go to our Find a Professional page, a lot of the emails that were sent could not be sent by just scrolling down. I mean, let's be honest, and finding those Find a Professionals, because they're all there. And also, we have a special offers page. Once you have decided to call one of those professionals and bring them to your house, you go to that special offers page, and you'll see many of them have an extra $500 off or $1,000 off or a buy one, get one free coupon at the Inside Outside Guys special offers page. And that's just something they do for our listeners as an extra bonus to get you to buy from them. And we have such great team partners.
We do.
You know, I mean, if you listened yesterday, Victor's, he's one of us. He's the kind of guy that
would be. Well, don't insult the man.
Well, that's true. That's true. He can't hear me anyway. He's on the way to vacation.
That's right. They're on the way to Cancun. That's right.
I forgot. Yeah, but you know what? These are one of us. And the kind of guys that we would hang out with even if we weren't doing this show. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but the people we would recommend. Right, you know, right. We've both been in the industry forever, and we've always recommended people to other people.
Right.
And it's because kind of the same basis, you know, that the show is based on. We found people we trusted, and you'd never refer somebody you don't trust. I mean, you just Amen. Wouldn't do it.
Well, our reputation. It's everything to us. Chuck, we've gotten this email a lot over the last month or so. People asking about what's the best entry door to buy because they have a south elevation or west elevation. They get a lot of sun, wood, steel, or fiberglass. Now, my answer, because Chuck and I both answered these emails, my answer, I'm going to always lean with the embossing, the finishes, the warranties. I'm going to lean towards fiberglass myself. What okay. about you?
If it's high sun exposure, I mean high. We just had one today that is west exposure with a full storm door on it. And that's like having a door behind a magnifying glass. If it's wood or fiberglass, it's going to tear itself apart with extreme heat. Our most expensive suggestion is to put a roof over that door and get rid of some of that exposure from the sun and the rain and the elements. But in that situation, you know, a plain light-colored steel door is probably going to last longer without tearing itself apart, because that extreme heat, if you don't do something about that extreme heat, they don't make materials that hold up well to us, like the decks we talk about all the
time. Right. Like I said, I like the fiberglass, but here's one thing we're also going to suggest. Storm doors are on their way out. A lot of people don't like storm doors anymore, but if you have glass on your storm door, especially a lot of people that put the storm door in for the winter and don't take it out, or the glass in for the winter and don't take it out and put the screen in for the summertime. Chuck said it's a magnifier on that door.
It is.
We like the doors that mount to the side, and they're just screens, and they pull shut and they pull close. It's a great screen door, and they're very inexpensive, easy to install. That's what I like. Because I tell you what, when we get a good wind, I like opening up my back windows and my front door.
Oh, yeah.
To get that breeze coming through.
Your front storm?
Yes.
Say gotcha. I know it's a tough situation, but you got to think that exposure, that sun exposure, just is brutal.
It is. Yep. And that's why you need to – those are good questions, because you need to consider that when deciding on the right material for a front door. And obviously, we're both going to agree wood is going to be the least of all those choices. Wood's going to be the one we stay away from the most.
And I love wood. Me and too. I love fiberglass.
All right, 888-654, guys. Let's talk to Jeff in Dexter. Good morning, Jeff. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
My question is, I have two quotes to replace furnace and air conditioning, and they're very similar except for the tonnage of the AC unit. One of them is a 2.5 ton and one is a 3 ton. And I know there's a bunch of variables that go into it, but I'm curious what I should be considering in terms of choosing the right unit.
Even if it was a 3 ton, Chuck could still lift it.
It's the right equipment. That's so funny. Literally, air conditioners are rated according to their ability. This is such a throwback, to melt 2,000 pounds of ice in a fixed period of time. And
how ridiculous is
it
that?
Sounds crazy. It's kind of like the horsepower thing. Why do we still rate engines based on horsepower?
Good point.
Anyway, long story short. Considering the variables, let's say you had two companies that said, considering all these variables, here's a 2.5, here's a 3 ton, we would go with a slightly undersized unit. And here's why. Because it would run more efficiently and longer and cost less at every startup and probably last you longer. than the big unit. It's kind of like the difference between you've got a 2 mile commute to work. So should you buy a little 4-cylinder efficient car or a big V8 and start up that big V8 and drive it 2 miles? Everybody would say, well, I shouldn't have the V8. That's crazy. That'll ruin that engine. It's kind of the same thing with a furnace or an air conditioner. You want them properly sized and then very slightly undersized. Does that help?
That matches with what I was hearing. So thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for your call. Stay well.
Good job, partner.
God bless him.
You know, you made me think when you said the horsepower thing.
It's crazy, isn't
it? If you go, I Googled this, you can find some very good
information.
Whatever. Sketches.
Sounds like.
Sketches explaining that horsepower. It's pretty darn interesting. 888-654-GUYS. Let's see. We got to go off 44. I would take a chance to talk to Pat Livonia. Pat, how you doing, buddy? Or ma'am?
Well, I'm good.
Hi, ma'am. How can we help you? Sorry.
Well, we were talking about getting ductwork cleaned. Like 20 years ago, we had an addition put on, and we put a room on an existing slab. So when they did the subfloor, I don't know, it's a narrow spacing, and I believe they put in what I want to say was something like cardboard-type ductwork. And we were told at that time that we were never going to be able to have ductwork cleaned. Now, I have a old house, and the ductwork never has been cleaned. And they said if we did that, it would collapse that ductwork, but that was the only thing that was going to fit between the joists and the slab that was existing. What am I supposed to do about that? Because I do have a crawl space under the rest of the house, and I would really like to get the ductwork sealed, and I don't know what to do about that.
They told you that 20 years ago, so I think first thing I would do is call Amnesty out to take a look at it and get their opinion.
Yeah, they might have used a compressed fiberglass product that had foil on the outside that they could fold and staple to create duct. A lot of that product was used in situations like you're describing, but I would call Amnesty, have them do the rest of the house, and look at what you've got under that floor.
And hopefully that helps. We have to go to break. We apologize. Okay, I'm going to try it now, Chuck, okay?
Please do.
Okay, another reason why people air seal their houses isn't just for comfort. It's to keep the bugs out. Okay, do I have it right now?
I'm with you.
Thank you, sir. If you're having an issue with bugs, mosquitoes, critters, you name it, we have a fantastic company that has kept so many of our listeners happy this year because there's been a ton of nasty critters out there. We want you to call Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control today, and you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are open, but we have limited time. But I got to digress on something real quick. I've said for decades that ductwork in a residential application is the poor stepchild of every other mechanical setup in the house. And what companies would do, because they were kind of the last ones in, right? So everything's done. So they just kind of install a standard ductwork system and then put a slightly oversized unit behind it to push conditioned air through it. And that was the way the industry operated for a long time. And there's a huge difference between that thinking and someone like CNC or Sharon's and what they're going to do to size ductwork in a unit for your home today.
Makes perfect sense.
You just
insulted a large number of artists and
audience. But I was holding a mirror up, you know. I was part of that industry for decades.
I'm talking about the poor stepchild part.
I'm sorry. Come here. Come here. Sit on my lap.
Get away from me.
Come on, little buddy.
All right. Let's stick to the phones and talk to Paul in Commerce. Good morning, Paul. You're on with the guys.
Yeah. I have a house similar to that lady that called in where the furnace is at one end. It's a ranch. And bedrooms are on the far end. There's a very simple fix for that. Your predecessor on JR gave this out years ago. I've done it, and it works well. You can go to wherever and buy some magnetic material. Mine's probably steel, but it's painted white on one side. Matches my walls. And what you do is you take the warmest spot in the house and you block off the cold air return. And I've done that on two of them. Works excellently because now the return air has to get pulled into that colder bedroom to come back into the furnace. It's a closed circuit.
Paul, with some of today's equipment, don't know if that should be done. Some of the stuff is so high-tech, you block off any return air or any furnaces, it's going to put some stress on that equipment.
Hell, I would venture to say as well, if that's a west-facing wall in a house that's, 20 years old, a young house, you're going to get heat drive, thermal drive through that wall, and you're going to have a hot room. No matter what you do with that return air, it's Ken's analogy with the hose with the holes in it to me is the best analogy that I think holds. If you've got to get conditioned air to that space, sometimes just opening a door will create a return air.
Right.
You know, an additional return air. They used to put operable windows above doors in high-ceiling buildings, transoms. Right. They used to cut the bottom of the door a little higher on wood floors to allow air to move under those doors. Yep. You'll see dust accumulate on the baseboards there. But the long-term solution in most houses today really is sealing the ducts.
So, thank you for the call. We greatly appreciate it, Paul. Let's talk to Ann in Northville. Good morning, Ann. You're on with the guys.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. Hey, I live in a townhouse, and I have, I don't know what's causing it. I'm getting ready to call the association, and they will come out and fix it. But I'm curious as to why, when I flush the toilet upstairs, as well as downstairs, when I turn the faucet off upstairs, as well as the tub, there's a banging, and I know it's the pipes, and I don't know what causes that. I'm curious. I want to know before they come over here and start ripping stuff out.
Driving down the freeway in rush hour traffic. One guy hits his brakes, comes to a complete stop. You hear a lot of banging because a whole bunch of cars run into each other.
Just like the water in your pipes. Ta-da!
Those fast shut-off faucets. A lot of our faucets used to be a slower shut-off, believe it or not. And this is a matter of milliseconds, right? It's not a matter of a minute and a half. But
right.
A lot of our faucets, shower faucets today, anti-scald and all that other stuff, you shut them off, boom, they shut off. And that water that was moving toward that opening on its way to escape and jump out of the faucet and onto you is suddenly trapped and it really extends a pressure. It creates an internal pressure that will move the pipes, and the pipes will move against whatever they're running through in the house, like the studs and the floor joists and those other things, and you get banging.
And it's a product called a water hammer, right?
There's a thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If they can get to it.
Yeah. Now that's the banging when you turn it off. If it's a banging that you kind of hear a consistent knocking or something like that afterwards, that could just be pipe against a piece of wood somewhere, expanding and contracting.
Yeah, cooling or cooling.
You know, is this... These units are like 60 years old, and I thought they were like pipes banging against pipes. It's kind of like a knocking, I guess you would say. I'm not really sure. I was just curious as to what would cause that. And, you know, I'm glad for your explanation, but it's the sink upstairs, the toilet, and the tub. I mean,
There's a product you could probably install under the sink or have a plumber like Waterwork install that literally has compressed, or excuse me, it has air in it, an air chamber. And what will happen is water is not compressible, but air is. So when the water is shut off, it will push against the air in this little chamber, compress the air, and keep from creating the hammer noise that you're hearing. And a good plumber can install that underneath a cabinet in a sink unit in a kitchen or a bathroom and maybe stop, you know, that effect from happening throughout that room. Shoot.
And we're out of time.
Yeah.
If you want to send us an email, we'd be more than happy to answer it. Anybody out there during the week, if you want to send us an email, we'll always answer your emails for any and all of your housing needs. Make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. We will be back here next week, same time, same place, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday morning. Have a great week, everybody. It's going to be a warm one. Don't forget during the week, for any and all your housing needs, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Eric, back at the studio, thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Bye-bye.